All right, what's going on? Welcome to Insight with Irv, how to build better you, unshakable character traits. I want to talk about having unshakable character traits and how to build a better you. This episode right here starts off like a sponsorship. This episode is sponsored by, but no, this episode right here is one that I think I may post sooner than what I would want, even above some of the stuff that we have coming up down the pipeline, because I really want to get this out into the ethos and just into the community of people that really need to hear this, because I think that if you apply with what I'm about to give you now, regardless of what you're looking to do, and you guys know I talk a lot about characteristics, I talk a lot about grit, I talk a lot about business, but this episode right here is going to apply for anything. So if you want to build a better you, this goes into everything: a better parent, a better partner, a better spouse, a better business owner, a better leader, a better employee, whatever it is. Let's jump right into it. The first character trait you want to develop is the character trait of, or rather, the having self-control. So that's the first thing you want to do. And I'm going to categorize this as a skill slash habit, because it's going to be a nice tug between both. It's going to require both, if I'm being honest with you. If you want to develop more self-control, you're going to want to put yourself and create the right habits. You're going to want to build up that tolerance. You're going to want to build up that skill set. Now, if you're wondering, how is it actually a skill set? Well, is self-control something that you can learn later on, especially if it's something that you struggled with? The answer is yes, then it's technically a skill. Is self-control, or control of self, if I wanted to flip that around, because that's really how I want you to view it. It's not just self-control, it's control of self. You have control over maybe tendencies that you don't want to have anymore. Insert whatever that pain point is that you're like, dude, I'm tired of waking up with this. Every day I fight it, whether it's I want to watch something online that I know isn't going to serve my mind or my spiritual life as it should. If you say there's substances that I want to inject or consume into my body that I know it's going to slow me down, slow my thought process, slow my cognitive thinking, slow down my speech, maybe not help me whenever I'm walking into a meeting. It makes me slower, even though I'm trying to fight it because it helps me bring down my anxiety at the time. Then yes, these are habits. And yes, these are skill sets that we can marry together that you can then have control over, because it's going to help you with everything else that we're going to break down. But the second one to me, if I'm being honest with you, is one that's near and dear to my heart, because I don't necessarily see myself as a patient person, even though people around me say, you're pretty patient. I think that I tend to hold on to the second word that I'm going to give you here in terms of patience. So I'm going to give you the word patience, but I'm going to give it to you the way that I tend to see it a lot in the Bible. And that's patience, specifically long-suffering patience. That second part right there, that long-suffering patience, I actually wanted to look up the Greek word for it. So the Greek word for it is makruthumia. So makruthumia in Greek, which means long-tempered or patient. But I wanted to take it a step further with patience, because we usually think of patience as, well, you know, being patient means that you can just go ahead and keep doing the same thing over and over, not expecting a result. And while there is some truth to that, I think the long-suffering patience adds a little bit of more density to it. And so if we know that makruthumia in Greek, which means long-suffering, which means to be long-tempered or patient, I wanted to know, okay, well, what does long-tempered mean? And long-tempered is being consistent and enduring through hardships and misfortunes while being someone who doesn't easily lose heart. I'm going to say that again. A long-tempered person is someone who is consistent and enduring through hardships and misfortunes while being someone who doesn't easily lose heart. How much more density do you have there now, insert situation that you're going through, and you say, well, I want to be more patient. Okay, let's add to it, long-suffering patient. So are you being consistent? Check the box, yes or no. Again, it's a skill set that we can learn. It's a habit that we can build off of. Check yes or no. Am I enduring during hardships or misfortunes? Now, this is easier said than done. Remember, I try to keep everything as simple as possible, but Some of the most profound things are simple, yet they're not easy to do. And so that's what gives it its value. That's what gives it its essence. It's, I know what I should be doing, but I just don't want to do it. I know what it takes to get in shape. Eat less, move more. Done. I know what it takes to have a good marriage. Have more conversations with my spouse, not other people, right? Especially for the guys out there. Stay out the DMs and there won't be any problems, right? Same thing here. Sometimes we know what we got to do. We just don't do it. The third area and the third character trait that if you build this out, you're going to build up an unshakable lifestyle. Just so you're going to become a better you is contrarian in your thinking. A person who opposes or rejects popular opinion. And this isn't always the cool option because if it was, then herd mentality wouldn't exist. So I'm going to say that again. If you want to become someone who is unshakable, a better you, then you want to become contrarian. Now, I know that being contrarian means that, okay, well, that just means they have to think differently and operate differently. Yes, the issue is that sometimes we get so pressured into wanting to fit in that we feel as if we're the subject or everyone's looking at us kind of like in a glass or we're at the circus, everyone's looking at us for even saying something out loud that sounded totally different from everyone else. And so to kind of quiet the noise and to kind of bring everything down and get the attention off of us, we said, no, you guys are right. And you back down from your opinions. And I've been thinking a lot about this a lot lately, especially because I've been dealing with clients that they see what we're building out with our personal brand and they see what we're building out with our company. And they say, Irv, I want to do more like what you're doing because I know that it brings in more clients, but I don't necessarily know how to stand out. And the more that I think about it, I don't think that people have an issue standing out as much as I believe that people have an issue being themselves. Standing out is a byproduct of being yourself. If you can be yourself, comfortable in your own skin, comfortable in the way that you enunciate your words, being comfortable in how you process material, being comfortable in how you put yourself out there, you at your truest self, then by nature, you are going to stand out. But sometimes, if we're being honest, we look at people that we look up to so much that we say, I could probably make that version of that person myself and make it kind of like my own tune, but you will always be a shadow of whatever they're building out. So you'll just be mini insert person, mini insert business name. And so the fastest way to stand out is not just by forcing being contrarian, but just by naturally being yourself. Because there's only one of you. There's only one of me. There's only one of my videographers. Like there's only one of us, right? This is why all of us have different thumbprints. This is why all of us have our own genetic coding. Like there's no carbon copies of you. So the faster you can realize that and the faster you can lean into why the word exists, your uniqueness, the more competitive advantage you will also have in a marketplace for those of us that are in business. Fourth, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna put these together. I wanted to separate them, but I'm gonna put them together. And that's you want to be courageous and you want to be collected. The reason why I'm going to group these together, even though I had them separately at first, is because normally when you decide to become courageous is you end up taking risk that'll put you in a spot that's going to make you uncomfortable because it's going to obviously put you somewhere that you haven't been before. And if you've already been there before and if you weren't nervous about it, then you wouldn't need courage. You wouldn't need it, which is, hey, I've been on this path before. I'm good. I know what it looks like. Courage is for those of us that are constantly trying new things. This is why one of my favorite Bible verses is let your strengths be renewed daily. Let your strengths be renewed daily. That lets me know that every day there's going to be a battle that I'm going to walk into that I need new strengths for. If not, it would just say, let my strengths be renewed daily, not just let my new strengths be renewed daily, right? And so the way that you tie that in with being collected is sometimes when you are going into moments of courage, sometimes when you're going to moments where it requires faith, you're going to want to collect your thoughts and you can't just go into things blindly. And I know that sometimes when we get the hit of dopamine, especially when we are moving courageously through life and we're moving courageously from level to level or through challenges, is we think we can take just anything on. So this is where you want to collect your thoughts. You want to create a plan. You want to cast a vision. And then you want to move accordingly. This is why we also like the Bible verse around here, where there's lack of vision, my people perish. But if we're looking at the more of the deeper context of vision, we also have to see what God meant when he said that, where it was my people who lack revelation, which is my people who actually lack depth, perish. So when you understand that context, is you don't just want to move quickly into certain decisions or into certain battles, especially if they're battles that aren't yours, is you want to have a revelation, meaning depth, actual enlightenment of the situation that you're having. Is it something that I can take on right now? Do I have the bandwidth for it? Do I have the resources for it? Do I have the capacity for it? If you don't have it, that's fine. Which is why you want to make calm, cool, collected decisions. Yes, you want to be courageous, but you want to have calm, cool, collected decisions that you can make as you move on from level to level, right? You don't want to start at 10 if you're at a 2 in terms of finances, experience, skill sets, resources. So there's levels to this, like anything else. So those are essentially 4 character traits, kind of 5. I sprinkled in the 5th one there. 5 character traits that you want to work on and improve on, that I think all of us possess, if I'm being real with you, or that you can at least level up. It's not a matter of do I have them or not. It's a matter of how much of them do I have, right? Do I have out of 100, kind of like a video game, out of 100, do I have a 2%? Do I have 80%? Do I have 20%? Like, what's the percentage on it, right? So put it on a spectrum. If you found value in this content today, consider hitting that subscribe button down below. Don't forget that we don't ask for any type of, or we don't have any ads on here. We don't ask you for any type of donations. All that we ask for is that you donate a 5-star review if you found value in this content, and you leave us that review and you share it with someone that you think is also going to find value in this episode. But other than that, I just appreciate you tuning in with me. Until next time, everyone, I will see you in the next episode.